This is Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth LLC. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell.
Hello, and welcome back to Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. My name is Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth. If you'd like more information about what you hear during the show, give us a call at 603-357-1084 or visit us online at optfinancial.com. And while you're at the website, click on the resources and then podcast page to check out past shows or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Audible. During this episode, we're going to highlight the potential importance of enhanced planning when it comes to protecting your assets and maintaining family harmony. Boiled down to its essence, enhanced planning is simply a way that you can seek to maintain the family harmony you've worked hard to build during your life after you're gone. And again, you don't need to have $20 million in cash sitting around to make enhanced planning a smart move. So during the show, I'm going to toss out some real-world examples of why enhanced planning may prove to be so valuable. Here's the first one. Let's say you began collecting comic books when you were a kid in the 50s and 60s. And let's say through the years, you've amassed thousands and thousands of comics. And all told, your collection may be worth, let's say, $20,000. Well, it's nothing to sneeze at. It's probably also not life-changing money. But for you, money was never the point. You bought them and you read them because you enjoyed them. And then when your kids came along, you loved lying in bed with them and reading those favorites to them. Those comics brought your family real joy. Working with a financial services professional on enhanced planning may help you devise a strategy with the goal of ensuring each of your kids receive a portion of your comic book collection that you feel is appropriate. So think of it this way. Enhanced planning is the planning you do beyond the typical wealth management. And when it comes to enhanced planning, one of the first things you should understand is your various ownership considerations. And there are three main elements to this: probate, contract, and joint ownership with rights of survivorship. So probate is property from one of the three categories. It's property in one person's name, personal property, and tenants in common. Ultimately, the probate process establishes the validity of a will, and that means a court will decide what the intentions of your will were. So when it comes to property in one person's name, think automobiles, investment accounts, you know, the cabin in the woods, businesses. Personal property includes cash, could be metals like gold, crops on hand, jewelry, coin collections. Finally, tenants in common is any property that's jointly owned but does not have rights of survivorship. So contract ownership has a built-in beneficiary arrangement. Examples of this include life insurance, annuities, pensions, IRAs, stocks, and trust. Lastly, joint ownership with rights of survivorship simply means the deceased person's share goes directly to the surviving owner. This can include things like a house or houses, the cabin, investment accounts, bank accounts. Ultimately, a person may be wise to work with a financial services professional to help determine how their various possessions and assets are owned, and how they may be able to use enhanced planning to avoid potential delays, unwanted publicity, and the probate process for those they leave behind. Now, I think that's a good summary. Let me also add that while enhanced planning can, in my opinion, be an extremely beneficial financial step, you shouldn't know it's not a replacement for working with an attorney and a tax professional. You consider enhanced planning as another useful tool you can put into your toolbox financially next to your attorney and your tax professional. So let me next highlight trust. While trusts are a commonly used option, it's also true that many people establish a trust but neglect to put anything into it, which may mean things do end up in probate after all. So first, there are three parties to a trust: the grantor or trustor, the trustee or successor, and the beneficiary. The grantor or trustor, who is most likely you, is setting those rules. Example, I want Tommy to have the hunting land out west, and I want to have Jane to have that cabin up north, that sort of thing. From there, you have to have a trustee, or the person who will be the trust caretaker. Basically, the trustee will follow your expressed rules once you've passed on. And a trustee can be a person or an entity that takes legal ownership of your assets, assumes financial responsibility for those assets, and then carries out your trust's stated purpose. And finally, you have the trust beneficiaries. So next, there are two major types of trusts: revocable and irrevocable. So a revocable trust is run by the person who established it, and the assets within that trust can be taken out. An irrevocable trust is run by a person or entity other than the person who established the trust. Assets are gifted to an irrevocable trust. Furthermore, a revocable trust becomes irrevocable once the person who established it passes on. So let's next look at taxes. So enhanced planning may help you, your financial services professional, and your tax professional create a strategy that limits your tax burden. So let's first look at this year's exclusions and exemptions in the tax code. So the gift tax exclusion refers to the amount of money you can gift each year without also creating a taxable event. So according to the IRS's frequently asked questions on gift taxes, individuals can currently gift $17,000 and those filing jointly can gift $34,000. The lifetime estate and gift tax exemption are the total amount of gifts a person can make during their entire lifetime, together with transfers that are made at death before causing a gift or estate tax. In 2023, according to a Forbes article, IRS announces estate and gift tax exemption amounts for 2023. That lifetime cap is $12,920,000 for individuals and $25,840,000 for joint filers. So in terms of enhanced planning, taking advantage of the yearly and lifetime gift options may help you make it easier to ensure your assets end up where you want, when you want. So I'm guessing many of you are now curious about how capital gains fits into all of this. You're likely familiar with the step up in basis that happens with inherited property. So basically, the step up in basis is what occurs when the value of an inherited asset on that date of death is larger than the original purchase price. So let's use an example of that family cabin. So if your mother dies and leaves you the family cabin that was purchased more than 50 years ago for $15,000, the step up in basis would be the current fair market value. So today, if it's worth $300,000, that means you don't have to pay capital gains taxes on the difference in the increase of $285,000 from the original price. As an Investopedia article called Step Up in Basis Definition, How It Works for Inherited Property explains, when property is sold, inherited property receives a step up in cost basis to fair market value when it was inherited, with capital gains tax on any gains. So when gifted property is sold, it retains the giver's original cost basis and includes capital gain taxes on any gains. To begin the enhanced planning process, you'll need your current retirement income plan and financial statements. You'll also need copies of current wills, trusts, power of attorneys, as well as your most recent tax return. So a financial services professional can help you get the ball rolling on a number of critical financial matters. And from there, you can work with an attorney to review ownership considerations and to finalize key documents like your durable power of attorney for healthcare, your durable power of attorney for your finances, a living will, a last will and testament, and any trust. If you don't currently have an attorney, many financial services professionals will be able to recommend one that they've worked with previously on enhanced planning matters. Also, my office provides something called the generational vault. Now, as you've gathered during the show, enhanced planning requires a lot of paperwork. So keeping track of that paperwork really can be a pain, especially if you have to go to an old-fashioned safe deposit box to check or retrieve any of it or where you might have stored it. With the generational vault, you can securely store documents like investment statements, insurance policies, tax documents, wills and trusts, medical information and directives, and powers of attorney. You can then access these secure documents anytime, any place. You can also grant, let's say, your spouse, children, or other trusted people access. And also, if you're my client and call me with a question, I can find the document that you might need to answer it right in the generational vault. If you enjoyed the show today, please visit optfinancial.com, click on resources and podcast, and also be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast, Amazon, or Audible. And finally, if you want more information on what we discussed today, please give us a call, 603-357-1084. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you for joining us for Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Dwayne Goodell at Optimum Wealth LLC at 603-357-1084 or visit optfinancial.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Optimum Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of New Hampshire. Insurance products and services are offered through Optimum Benefits. Optimum Wealth, LLC, and Optimum Benefits are affiliated companies. Optimum Wealth, LLC, Optimum Benefits, and Dwayne Goodell are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.